5-month trip up the East Coast reveals irony, odd behavior, and questionable judgment in how people deal with the environment. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Ken McAlpine describes himself as a delusional optimist, but the author's disposition was put to the test a number of times while he researched his latest book, Off Season. McAlpine traveled from Florida to Maine through the winter to see how coastal communities fare after the tourists go home. He met a lot of admirable people trying to protect their communities against rampant development, but he also collected some troubling anecdotes. Case in point, a summer rental on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. The 7,000-square-foot house had 7 bedrooms, 5 with jacuzzis, a game room, theater system, and heated pool. McAlpine also heard about sport fishing charters in Key West, Florida, that sometimes go out of their way to please their clients. If some fail to catch a marlin or sailfish, they look for a substitute.
On the way in, they try and hook into barracuda. That way the client has something to pose with. Well, barracuda is not a very edible fish, so as soon as that beautiful fish is hung up on the hook and pictured, it's tossed in the trash.
And McAlpine found it ironic that a state-of-the-art aquaculture facility in Willis Wharf, Virginia, which can produce millions of clams, sat on the remains of the commercial clamming industry.
I got a tour of the facility, and it was incredible science. But those facilities are built on the shells of clams that we over-harvested in the first place. And I'm thinking, why didn't we just apply ourselves before we got to that point?
That's Ken McAlpine, author of Off Season. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.